So it's the end of the month. What have y'all been studying? What has Carrie been talking about? What has the title been? That's right. Thank you. Here. Ready? Who do you say that I am? So I am a big, big believer in Bibles. Okay. I know you got them on your phone. I know you've got them on your pads and all that kinds of stuff. But I'm still go to the library, get an actual book, go to the bookstore. It smells great. I love Bibles. Okay. Unfortunately, right now you're not going to see me with mine because mine had a little mishap and it's gone to the repair shop so it can be put back together. Because if I open it, it falls out. Okay. So because I'm not the best driver in the world, it went through a flood. And so it got messed up. So that's where mine's at. Right now, though, everything's on paper because I've left it at home, but I just recently dropped it off at what they call the Barn Hospital or the Bible Hospital. So the three scriptures we're going to be out of, and sorry, since I was doing this game, I didn't even think about giving them to put it on the screen. It's going to be Matthew 16, 13 through 20, Mark 8, 27 through 30, and Luke 9, 18 through 20. They're all three the same exact thing, but they're given by three different men. And the thing about these men were followers of Christ. They were some of God's closest men, okay? Now, the title was, Who Do You Say That I Am? Okay? So I kept saying that over in my head. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Okay? It's a small question with small words. Okay? Everybody understands exactly what each one of those words means. I don't have to break them down. Y'all all know. They're words you can understand. Who do you say that I am? The conversation of who do you say that I am is in three of the four gospels. So that tells me that it's pretty important because three of God's closest men mentioned it. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So I was looking at all three of these different accounts, and I noticed something on a three-letter word that's at the beginning of this question that we've left out. It's a very small word. Most people, when you hear it in a sentence, you're going to overlook it, okay? It's a simple word. So the word but, B-U-T. Jesus says, but who do you say that I am? This word makes me go back and read it. It made me go back and read it because every one of them said it, okay? All three, Mark, Matthew, Luke, they all told the story different, but all of them said, but who do you say that I am? So in Mark's version, he says, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? I'm sorry, that's Matthew's version. In Mark's version, it says, who do men say that I am? And in Luke's version, it says, who do the people say that I am? They all answered the same. You're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Others say you're another old prophet. And that's when he said, okay, but who do you say that I am? This one word changed the sentence. It wasn't what everybody else said. It wasn't what the crowd was following. It wasn't what this social media group was asking. It was you, his personal friends, the people that were with him day in, day out, waking up in the morning, sharing the toothbrush, not sharing the toothbrush. You know, these were people that were with him. So we're going to go back to the game that I played. Okay, you didn't know, some of y'all, anything about me. Some of y'all probably didn't even remember my name. I'm really bad with names. Doesn't hurt my feelings and stuff. So y'all didn't know too much about it. Y'all wouldn't know if I would prefer your French fries or offer me a Snickers bar. You know, you have to get to know each other. This is why I think that question is so important. So we're going to go back to it. The first people that Jesus asked, well, who do they say I am? These are just, they followed Christ, okay? It was going to be like the people on your social media group. Do you know everybody on your Instagram? Do you know everybody on your Facebook? All these people that are liking your page, do you even know them? They're the crowd. Can they say? They were there for what? They were there because of his miracles. He had just fed 4,000 people with two fish and some bread. If we put that on social media today, how fast would he explode? How many followers would he have? That's what these people were there for, okay? They were there for the miracles. They knew that if I brought my son and he touched him, he was healed. My daddy just started to see. My auntie, did you hear? She started walking again. That's what they were there for. So they, when you asked who he was, they didn't have that relationship with him, so they couldn't say, oh, he's God, the Father, but in human form. They didn't know that. They just liked his page, okay? But then Jesus looked at the disciples. He looked at the men that were with him, and he said, but who do you say that I am? You see, they knew he was God the Father. And how? Because they weren't just there following him. They were there spending time with him, okay? Jesus was human, you know? He ate. What would they eat back then? What did they eat in that time period, in that area? Mostly fish. If you look at what they ate fish. A lot of oil, olive oil, you know, stuff like that. So they knew, oh, Jesus is fixing to wake up. I know he likes his lentils to have a little bit of onion in them because that's what he likes for breakfast, okay? They understood because they talked with him. They spent time with him. What's more important on this question is when he asked this question, okay? He didn't ask them at the beginning when he just called Peter, when he was like, you're a fisherman, follow me, but who do you say I am? Peter couldn't have answered back then. He didn't know him. He didn't spend time with him. He didn't talk with him. He didn't have a relationship with him. Right now, if I were to say, hey, ask your mom if you can come spend the night with me and the boys. What's your mom going to say? I don't know her. You're not going to go stay at her house. How do I know she's going to feed you? You know, how do I know she's going to bring you back? No. That's not how it was. Jesus didn't ask him that. Why? Because he had to see him follow him. He had to see he was willing to give up everything. He was willing to leave his family behind. Do you know when Jesus asked them? Y'all know what it says in Luke? What they were doing? No. They were praying. It says Jesus was praying and the disciples were with him. None of y'all wanted to volunteer to pray, right? Why? Because usually praying is an intimate thing between you and the Lord. People are listening to what you're praying. They're listening to what you're asking for. They are hearing everything. So you get a little shy. You repeat yourself. You do things when you pray out loud. The disciples were with Jesus at the most intimate moment. For one thing, because Jesus was not only praying, but if you think about it, when we pray, it's to God and we feel close. But when Jesus was praying, he was praying to God, his Father. He was talking to his daddy. And at this time, he knew when things were aligning, everything was about to go downhill. His social media was up. He was performing miracles. He was, you know, feeding thousands of people. Everybody loved him. Okay? He was at the top right now. But he knew. He knew what his purpose was for. And he knew it was fixing to come crashing down. So he was praying at his most intimate moment, and he asked his closest friends, who do you say that I am? Do you know me? Because are they going to be there with him? And what did Peter say? You're the Messiah. They knew because they spent time with him. So, you're saying, well, what's your point? They were with him. Of course they knew him. We're not with him. I don't see Jesus every day. But the truth is, you do have Jesus every day. Okay? Because God left three things with you. Okay? He left the Holy Spirit. He left the Bible. And he left himself. Because when you are in prayer, you are talking to him. He is there in the room. When you are getting ready for school, he is there. When you are in school, he is there. When you are in your car, he is there. Because what do you say? You say, Jesus is in my heart, so he is with you. So you determine how close or how far he is. He can either be that friend that just likes your stuff and that you don't even know who they are. I've got a friend in Louisiana that I don't even know who he is. He's always liking my pictures. And I'm just like, I don't know his name. I just know he's a friend of a friend. Or he can be that person that before Facebook even announces it's your birthday has already sent you a, hey buddy, happy birthday. It's up to you. How do you get that relationship though? It's through prayer and the word. Okay? Just what Jesus was doing. Jesus says, I am the word. So those disciples had the word. Jesus was showing them by example. Even though he is God the Father, even though he is the Messiah, he took time and he prayed. So it's that simple, guys. If you want to know the answer to the question, who do you say that I am? All you got to do is get into the word. That's all I got for you.